Hello, Mrs. Charles Johnston.
I wrapped up the series of articles for the World Future Society by addressing commonly asked questions. So, frequently asked questions summary. Here, I'll briefly address questions often asked by people new to the concept of cultural maturity. Some are questions that may be asked by people who've never heard of the concept. Others are questions that commonly come up once people have started working with the notion. First, what is cultural maturity? The concept of cultural maturity describes changes that are reordering today's world and further changes that will be necessary if we are to have a healthy and rewarding human future. The concept helps us make sense of why these changes are important and what they ask of us, and how further changes are more likely than we might imagine. Cultural maturity is a specific concept within creative systems theory's more overarching picture of how human systems grow and change. Next, can you briefly summarize the concept's thesis? The concept of cultural maturity proposes that our time's challenges to confront a critical next stage in our collective human development, but most simply to engage in essential and now newly possible growing up as a species. This growing up takes us beyond what has always before been a parent-child relationship between culture and the individual. Cultural maturity's changes involve leaving behind the protective cultural absolutes of times past and assuming a new level of responsibility in all parts of our lives. They also involve engaging the more demanding and complex, but ultimately more rich and full kinds of understanding and relating that doing so begins to make possible. It offers a compelling picture for going forward. It also provides practical guidance for making good decisions in all parts of our personal and collective lives. It helps us delineate the new characteristics that effective thinking, relating, and acting in times ahead must have. In addition, it helps us separate the wheat from the chaff in our ideas about the future and what times ahead will require of us. Next, what is the evidence that the concept of cultural maturity is correct? Several different kinds of evidence support the concept. Some evidence is empirical. If we list the most critical challenges ahead for the human species, we find that effectively addressing them, or even just adequately understanding them, requires the greater maturity of perspective that the concept of cultural maturity describes. We find further evidence in the way in which many of the most defining advances of the last century have reflected at least first steps toward the new kinds of thinking and relating that the concept of cultural maturity predicts. Additional kinds of evidence are more developmental. We find that the challenges described in the concept of cultural maturity have direct parallels in the tasks that define second half of life developmental changes in our individual lives and ultimately in the mature stages of any human change process. We can understand cultural maturity as a developmentally predicted set of new capacities and realizations. Some of the most important evidence concerns inescapable realities. Something at least similar to what the concept describes is essential to moving forward for reasons deeper than just the need to effectively address new challenges. It turns out that continuing forward on history's past trajectory is really not an option. Doing so would distance us irretrievably from essential aspects of who we are. Cultural maturity, or something that can provide a related kind of result, becomes, in effect, the only viable way to proceed. Next, the concept seems more psychological than most thinking about the future. I guess that makes sense since you're a psychiatrist, but isn't that unusual? Ultimately, the concept of cultural maturity concerns what we could call the psyche of culture, who we are collectively, and the particular challenges that take today confront us. But there is also a more specifically psychological aspect. Cultural maturity is not just about various ways of looking at the future, but also about how the particular ways we understand and hold experience affect how we see the future and also the present and the past. Cultural maturity involves changes not just in what we think, but how we think, developmentally predicted cognitive changes. Next, the notion that our times bring into question past culturally specific beliefs sounds a lot like what we hear with the postmodern argument. Is cultural maturity just different language for the same kind of conclusion? The concept of cultural maturity begins with some related observations, but in the end, it fundamentally challenges, or at least fundamentally extends, the postmodern thesis. Cultural maturity and postmodern thought similarly bring attention to how our times require us to step beyond culturally defined beliefs. But postmodern perspective does not adequately answer why we should see this challenging of past cultural truths. It also fails to provide much of anything to replace what it quite accurately observes has been taken away. The concept of cultural maturity specifically addresses why we see the changes we do, and it proposes that the challenge ultimately is not just to surrender past sureties, but to think, relate, and act in some fundamentally new, at once more demanding and more possibility-filled ways. Next, you argue that culturally mature perspective requires us to think about social questions more systemically. But you also emphasize that we need to be wary of conceptual traps when using systems language. Could you clarify a bit? The kind of systems thinking we are most used to is the kind that good engineers draw on. But human questions are not just engineering questions. We are not machines. Culturally mature perspective invites us to think in ways that directly reflect that we are alive, and more than just this, that we are alive in the particular sense that makes us human. If we ignore these needed new steps in our thinking, or misinterpret their implications, we end up with misleading and ultimately unhelpful conclusions. Next, is cultural maturity just another way of talking about the transformations of the information age? Again, they're links. But cultural maturity's picture is more encompassing and warns us that thinking in information age terms alone can't get us where we need to go. Culturally mature perspective makes clear that very few of the important concerns before us can be resolved solely by technological means. It also challenges the common assumption that invention is the ultimate driver of cultural change. It argues that culture just as much shapes what we are able to invent and how we use what we invent. And while much in the information revolution supports cultural maturity's changes, much also has the potential to fundamentally undermine culturally mature possibility. If we miss these differences, we can end up pursuing ends that we ultimately would not want. Next, is cultural maturity what people are referring to when they speak of new paradigm understanding? That depends on how a person uses the phrase new paradigm. The phrase can describe some of the best of new understanding, but it is also often used to refer to simplistic, liberal, romantic, spiritual, or philosophically idealist beliefs masquerading as culturally mature systemic perspective. Such beliefs are not really new, and they tend to advocate for outcomes that would really not be possible to achieve, and much more to the point, that we would not ultimately want to achieve. Next, you propose that we can think of cultural maturity in terms of changes in how human cognition functions. Could you say more about this? Historical perspective helps clarify. The Renaissance insights that ushered in our modern age in a similar way involved not just new ideas, but whole new ways of thinking, indeed, a reordering of how our cognitive processes work. The from the balcony kind of objective perspective that defines modern age thought was the result. Cultural maturity's cognitive changes are related, but they produce a more encompassing, objective, in a more fully systemic sense, kind of perspective. A good way to understand this result turns to what culturally mature understanding requires that we draw on in ourselves. Today's new, more systemic questions demand that we bring more aspects of intelligence, more of our own systemic complexity to bear if we are to successfully address them. Rarely can the intellect alone get us there. We can see this need to draw on more aspects of who we are in the way in which most all of today's new questions are questions of value. For example, we need to better appreciate how having amazing new technologies and knowing how to use them wisely are not at all the same things. The intellect alone is great for addressing questions that just require knowledge. Wisely addressing questions of value requires a more complex kind of engagement. This appreciation for the importance of bringing more of ourselves to bear helps get at the difference between the kind of systemic thinking that culturally mature perspective makes possible and the more mechanical gears and pulley systems thinking of good engineering. Rationality alone is quite adequate for describing systems' understanding of the mechanical sort. But if we wish to apply the new, more dynamic, life-acknowledging, and human-life-acknowledging kind of systemic understanding that future questions will increasingly require, we need the whole of intelligence applied in newly conscious and integrated ways. Next, you propose that the kind of systemic thinking that culturally mature perspective makes possible produces not just more complete ways of understanding, but also new kinds of truth concepts. Can you explain this? Culturally mature systemic perspective not only makes possible new kinds of concepts, it makes it clear that these new ways of understanding will be critical to making good choices in times ahead. As one-size-fits-all cultural guideposts lose their usefulness, we need concepts that help us understand what matters in more encompassing ways. We also need concepts that help us better understand the multifaceted complexity of today's challenges. The evolutionary kind of thinking that underlies the concept of cultural maturity is one example of the latter. Evolutionary perspective will have growing importance as our global world more and more requires good communication between cultures at different stages in their development. Equally important are concepts that help us make more here and now systemic distinctions. Such concepts will be key to helping us understand the very different ways in which different people, by virtue of ideology, temperament, or the sphere in which their contribution manifests, see their worlds. Next, I think I get your argument for a more dynamic and complete kind of systemic understanding, but trying to think about it makes my head swim. A simple definition would be helpful. It's appropriate that it might initially make one's head swim. We're talking not just about new ideas and new policies, but new, more mature ways of holding reality. We aren't used to all that this involves, including the fact that definition, the traditional sense, can't adequately capture our quarry. But with familiarity, people find culturally mature understanding more precise and complete than what they have seen before. When fully grasped, it is often also experienced as simpler than what it replaces. Next, could we say that cultural maturity is about being more interdisciplinary in our perspective and more relativistic in how we think? Certainly, cultural maturity affirms the importance of a multidisciplinary inquiry. It argues that most of the important questions of our time require it. One of the reasons that the academic world often provides less leadership than we might prefer when it comes to the future is how impenetrable the walls between academic disciplines often remain. Another reason is the common assumption in academia that rational understanding is sufficient. Culturally mature truth is relativistic in the sense that it is contextual. It recognizes that a great multiplicity of factors commonly come into play with any question that matters. But it is explicitly not relativistic in the different strokes for different folks, anything goes sense. It is about bringing greater discernment to critical concerns, not less. Next, can you say more about how such perspective translates into everyday decision making? A couple of simple but ultimately quite sophisticated conceptual tools help capture the new kind of systemic thinking that comes with culturally mature perspective. They also help us avoid culturally mature understanding with things that it's not. First is how such thinking inherently bridges familiar assumptions. It draws a circle around conclusions that we have tended to think of as polar, such as us versus them in relationships between countries, mind versus body, masculine versus feminine, or matter versus energy. Thinking in polar terms worked very well for the tasks of times past. Indeed, it was critical to addressing them. The concept of cultural maturity describes how continuing to think in polar terms in the future will more and more often leave us not just unable to answer critical questions, but unable to ask them in useful ways. Bridging is a different kind of notion than we might assume. It results in neither compromise nor simple agreement, and it is certainly different from simple oneness. In the end, it increases our appreciation for both difference and commonality. The polarity of political left versus political right makes a helpful example. Our current disgust with partisan pettiness reflects the need for more mature perspective. In the end, not only do the limited views of each polar extreme leave us short, simple compromise, splitting the difference, gets us no closer to the kind of mature systemic view we have interest in. We need to be able to address and make sense of a larger, more dynamic, and creative picture. The second simple yet sophisticated conceptual tool helps us think with greater detail and also provides a particularly good image for the cognitive reorganization that produces cultural maturity's changes. Think of a box of crayons. The box represents culturally mature perspective. The crayons represent the multiple systemic aspects that make us who we are, such as our multiple intelligences. In application, we can think of the crayon's various colors as the multiple systemic aspects intrinsic to any complex human system, such as the parts of an organization or the various domains that make up culture as a system, government, science, religion, education, art, etc. Culturally mature decision-making involves being conscious of a question's multi-hued complexity and drawing on the whole of our own complexity when making choices. Next, you emphasize the importance of better appreciating limits. Yet at the same time, you say cultural maturity is about thinking more expansively. Could you explain this apparent contradiction? Cultural maturity is very much about a new relationship to limits of all sorts. It is about better appreciating planetary limits. It is about a new respect for limits inherent in the dynamics of relationship, whether between lovers or between nations. It is also about appreciating ultimate limits to what we as humans can know and control. At the same time, culturally mature perspective makes clear that a maturely conceived relationship to limits expands possibility. For example, with regard to environmental limits, while culturally mature perspective affirms that a new ethic of sustainability will be essential, It also emphasizes that mature understanding of sustainability is not and cannot be about doing with less. It must be about an ultimately fuller and more fulfilling understanding of more. Next, you speak of cultural maturity as a simple notion, but it doesn't sound simple to me. Is it or isn't it? There are ways in which it is simple. It is a single brushstroke notion that we can apply to very different questions. Also, many of cultural maturity's underlying characteristics are in fact familiar to our experience. We can know a lot about them from the mature stages of other human developmental processes. When such changes at a cultural scale are developmentally timely, we can experience them as surprisingly straightforward. But simple does not mean easy. Cultural maturity requires us to hold experience with a mature fullness not possible in times past. At the very least, culturally mature perspectives require us to surrender assumptions, often favorite ones, and step into new territories of experience. Next, cultural maturity is a specific concept within creative systems theory's more overarching picture of how human systems grow and change. Do I need to understand creative systems theory to make use of the concept of cultural maturity? No. As a simple metaphor or analogy, the concept of cultural maturity works fine as a standalone concept. While the concept of cultural maturity is a formal creative systems theory notion, there is no need to either understand or agree with the theory's ideas to make generally effective use of it. Creative systems theory does, however, add to the more basic concept. It helps us understand why cultural maturity's challenges are to be expected and exactly what they ask of us. And while all the more nuanced aspects of cultural maturity's demands follow directly from cultural maturity as a concept, very often the devil is in the details. Creative systems theory provides simple language for making many of the important distinctions. Creative systems theory can also help us think about systems at a level of detail that the concept of cultural maturity by itself does not provide. Creative systems theory also has particular significance because it models one successful effort at culturally mature conception. In addition, it provides an approach that can be applied in highly sophisticated ways to a wide variety of questions. But the concept of cultural maturity, when understood deeply, requires no support from creative systems theory. And finally, could you say more about how the concept of cultural maturity provides hope for the future? Most immediately, the concept of cultural maturity supports hope by articulating a practical and compelling story for the future. It makes clear that there is very much reason to go on. It also provides specific guidance for going forward. It helps us understand the challenges before us and the capacities needed to effectively engage them. In addition, the concept of cultural maturity supports the conclusion that success with the task before us is not just some idealized fantasy or something only in our far-off future. It describes how the potential for the kind of thinking, relating, and acting that the future requires is inherent in who we are. And the fact that many of the most defining advances of the past 100 years reflect the beginnings of culturally mature sensibility supports the conclusion that we are already a good distance on our way, even if we have not had overarching perspective for understanding just what we have been up to.